32nd Sunday, Year A, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verses 12 to 16. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she readily perceived by those who love her, and found by those who seek her. She hastened to make herself known in anticipation of their desire. Whoever watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. For taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keep vigil shall quickly be free from care. Because she make her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and recently appears to them in the way, and meets them with all solicitude. Second reading, according to the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not live like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, verses 9 to 15. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there were cries, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps were going out." But the wise one replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourself." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterward, the other virgin came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: be wise and awaken to wait for the Lord to come. None of us denies the importance of wisdom in our life. The wise are often respected and chosen as leaders of people. This is the reason why most of parents are ready to sacrifice and to work hard so that their children can be successful in school. They hope with the knowledge their children acquired in school, they know how to survive and to find a better job than they have. This wisdom is a secular wisdom. There exists a higher wisdom, and this one is really called the true wisdom. It helps us to know the origin and the destination of life, and how to reach this end. Today's reading center around the true wisdom. In the first reading, the author wanted to show the importance of wisdom. In the second reading, St. Paul taught the Thessalonian faithful that the destination of life is to unite with Christ in his second coming. In the Gospel, Christ taught his disciples to be wise in preparation for his second coming, because they will not know when it happened. Second analysis. First reading: the wisdom hastened to make herself known to those who desire her. First point: three attitudes that one must have when searching for wisdom. First, one must love wisdom. None can love whom he does not know. Therefore, one must know the value of wisdom before he loves her. The great Jew, a proper noun, should indicate a philosopher. This noun is composed by verb phileo, meant to love, and sophia, meant wisdom. A philosopher is the one who loves wisdom. According to Hebraic and Hellenistic tradition, wisdom is personified as a woman, and she only reveals her to those who love her, as the author declared. She hastened to make herself known to those who desire her. In opposition, whoever despise her, that one will never possess her. Second, one must actively search for wisdom. To possess wisdom, one need not only to love, but also to actively search for her. The one who loves wisdom will go anywhere to search for her, as the Queen of the South went from her country to search for the King Solomon at Jerusalem. The author of the first reading guaranteed, he who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for he will find her sitting at his gate. Third, one must desire wisdom above all things. The church tradition attributed the author of the book Wisdom to the kingdom to King Solomon, who was granted by God that whatever one thing he asked, he will give it to him. The king did not ask for anything except wisdom, and God bestowed on him such a wisdom that none before and after him can possess. Therefore, she is easily discerned by those who love her, and is found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. Second point. The benefits for those who have wisdom. Nothing on earth can compare with wisdom, as the King Solomon stated. Neither did I liken to her any priceless gem, because although it but a little sand in her sight, and silver will be accounted as clay before her. I loved her more than health and beauty, and I chose to help her rather than life, because her radiance never ceased. All good things came to me along with her, and in her hand uncounted wealth. Some benefits of wisdom are, first, wisdom will never be lost. All that are outside of a man can be lost, but what is inside him will not be lost. Wisdom is radiant and unfading. She stays with the one who possesses her forever. Second, wisdom helps one to perfectly understand. The wisdom in the world is so immense, but the human mind is so limited. How can people understand them? The author of the book promised to fix one thought on her is perfect understanding, and he who is vigilant on her account will soon be freed from care. The worldly wisdom only teaches people some aspects of wisdom, but the divine wisdom teaches people the whole aspect of life. Third, wisdom helps one to be free of all worries. People are worried because they do not know what their future will be. But one wisdom helps them to understand the whole aspect of life, they will no longer worry. Fourth, wisdom helps one to solve all problems of life. The one who had a correct understanding of a thing also know how to perfectly solve its problems. She recently appears to them in their past and meets them in every thought. Second reading. We will be with God forever. The true wisdom exists in the Catholic tradition. The wise know there is only one God in the world, and He is the origin of all wisdom. He created all things in the world and predestined people to share His glory and happiness in the eternal life. The true wisdom of the Old Testament is Christ of the New Testament. The wise are those who believe the salvation is achieved through Christ. And the way to reach salvation is to believe in Christ. They must properly repair themselves and patiently wait for His second coming before they can enjoy a happy life with Him forever. Third point, the different beliefs. First, those who do not believe in the resurrection, to them, death is the end of everything. They are afraid of death and worry when it comes. In St. Paul's time, there were also existed this kind of people. He warned the faithful about this belief. But we would not have you ignorant brethren concerning those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. This is the attitude of those who lack wisdom. They pay attention only to this life. Second, those who believe in the resurrection. That is not the end, but the beginning of the eternal life with God. There is the reason for this hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so to Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. This is the attitude of the wise. Why they are joyfully living in this life, they did not forget to prepare for the eternal life to come. Second point, what will happen on the Lord's second coming? God will resurrect people's bodies, and after that, they will be with Him forever. Third, those who fell asleep in Christ will be resurrected first. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Second, then there will be earth who are living. Then we are who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Third, the gospel. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. A parable is used to express a reality. The reality which Jesus wanted to teach His audience today is His second coming will certainly happen, but no one can know its day or hour. In the parable, right in the groom, the church and the faithful are the bridegroom and her maiden. The second coming is the time when the groom comes to meet his bridegroom. Third point. 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. According to Jewish custom, a wedding should take place at night. Therefore, lamps and oil cannot be neglected. 10 maidens are those who will be with the bridegroom during her wedding period. The time of the groom coming will not be announced. It can be in the evening, at night, or at dusk. Therefore, everything must be prepared and ready. 10 maidens were divided into 2 classes, the wise and the fool, depending on the oil which they carried with them or not. the maidens must hear or had been witnessed on some weddings. They knew the room can be lit, the lamps can be out of oil, and they must have lighted lamps to welcome the groom. Even they know are certain, but not all know how to correspondingly repair. The wise are the five maidens who brought oil with them. The fools did not bring oil with them, because they possibly assumed the room will come soon, or they could depend on others to borrow from them. Second point, when the room come. Since the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom come out to meet him." First, to lighten their lamps. Although maidens rose and trimmed their lamps, for those who had flask of oil with them, they poured the oil in the lamp and then went out to welcome him. Second, to borrow some oil. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourself. There are many things in life that cannot be borrowed, such as wisdom, faith, and the love of God. How can one borrow other love to love God? We need to accumulate these things so that we can use them when we need them." Third, buy oil in the middle of night. The fool went out to buy oil, but how could they find an open store at night? Wisdom teaches people to predict what will happen in the future, but the fool refused to be guided by wisdom. Third point, the corresponding resource. One can say he did not commit sin because he didn't know, but he must still get the result. First, those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Second, afterward, the other maiden came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." And Jesus concluded, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Application in life. We must desire and patiently learn to find out the true wisdom of our life. The true wisdom of the Old Testament is Christ of the New Testament. Death is not the end, but the beginning of new life with God. Therefore, we should not live as those who have no hope. They only pay attention to enjoy this life. We need to repair for all necessary things to welcome Christ. There are many things that cannot be bought or borrowed at the last minute, such as faith, love, wisdom, virtue, and good works. Amen.